can you put your past behind you? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and that's the question I've been addressing this week. We looked at the passage in Philippians 3, where the Apostle Paul writes that he forgets what is behind in order to press on toward the goal God has called him to. And one reason Paul could put his past behind him was he knew that he was forgiven and that God had put his past behind him. I can imagine he must have struggled with the fact that he had persecuted and killed Christians in his past. But on that Damascus road, he found Jesus. And from that point on, he was a forgiven man, and he had accepted that forgiveness. Maybe that's what's keeping you enslaved to your past. You really don't feel like God has forgiven you. Well, if you sincerely ask him to, in the name of Jesus and through his shed blood, then he had to forgive you or he would be a liar, and God is not a liar. So maybe you just don't feel forgiven. That's where you must ignore those feelings and live by faith. When the enemy comes to haunt you with those past sins, quote 1 John 1:9 over and over, out loud if possible. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Throw the word of God right back in Satan's face. God purifies from all unrighteousness. So don't let him tell you the lie that your sin is too much or too awful. In order to put your past behind you, you have to learn to think correctly. And the place where your past gets to you is in your mind. Those thoughts and nightmares and memories which swirl around in your head and cripple you mentally and emotionally. The battlefield is your mind. The Apostle Paul could put his past behind him because he was learning to bring every thought into captivity and allow the mind of Christ in him to control his thinking. In that same letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, he tells us what we should think about. Things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. The past that haunts you does not fall into those categories, does it? So that means you must learn to practice this principle and bring every thought into captivity so that you don't think about the past. How do you do that? By replacing wrong thoughts with right thoughts. I've written a book entitled Think About What You Think About, and this could help you learn how to get rid of the thoughts of your past, which tend to drive you crazy. It's really where it all begins in your thought life. And that book is available on our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.